Delhi EV policy has achieved 86% of its targets, says Transport Department. Digital India Act to look at AI regulation through prism of user harm, says MOS IT Rajiv Chandrasekhar. BSNL 4G to go live at 200 sites in next 2 weeks. 5G upgrade set for December, says IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. 5G network crosses 2 lakh sites mark in India after service rolls out in Gangotri. Google EU to develop voluntary AI pact ahead of laws aimed at governing artificial intelligence. Oppo Reno 10 5G series with triple rear cameras up to 100 watt super flash charge launched. Delhi's electric vehicle policy, which will complete 3 years in August, has so far achieved around 86% of its measures and targets, according to the Transport Department. Delhi Transport Department and Delhi Electrical Vehicle Cell has kicked off the process of drafting a revised Delhi EV Policy 2.0 with a stakeholder consultation. More than 220 original equipment manufacturers, businesses, industry players, think tanks and government departments participated in the meeting and shared their insights and recommendations on strengthening policy measures for greater e-mobility penetration in the city. The upcoming Digital India Framework will have a chapter devoted to emerging technologies, particularly artificial intelligence, and how to regulate them through the prism of user harm, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar has said, asserting that India will do what is right to protect its digital nagriks and keep internet safe and trusted for its users. The Minister of State for IT and Electronics, who is leading a massive exercise involving wide consultation with stakeholders to frame the draft Digital India Act that will replace the 2-decade-old IT Act, has said India has its own views on guardrails that are needed in the digital space. BSNL has started rolling out a 4G network with 200 sites, and after a 3-month trial, it will launch an average of 200 sites per day, Union IT and Communication Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said. The minister has said the 4G network of BSNL will be upgraded to 5G by November-December. Mr. Vaishnaw has said the 4G, 5G telecom stack have been developed in India. That stack deployment started with BSNL. Between Chandigarh and Dehradun, 200 sites installations have been done. And within the next maximum of 2 weeks, it will go live. 5G network in India has crossed 2 lakh mobile sites with the commissioning of the latest unit in Gangotri. The 5G site at Gangotri was inaugurated by Union Minister for Communication and IT Rajiv Vaishnaw and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. Mr. Vaishnaw has said totally practically every minute one 5G site is getting activated. The world is surprised. It is a matter of pride for us that 2 lakh sites have been installed in Chardham. And the Prime Minister has said that India will stand along with the world in 5G and take the lead in 6G. Alphabet and the European Commission aim to develop an artificial intelligence pact involving European and non-European companies before rules are established to govern the technology, EU Industry Chief Thierry Breton has said. Mr. Breton earlier met Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google and its parent company Alphabet, in Brussels. Mr. Breton has said in a statement, Sundar and I agreed that we cannot afford to wait until AI regulation actually becomes applicable. And to work together with all AI developers to already develop on AI Pact on a voluntary basis ahead of the legal deadline. Oppo Reno 10 5G series comprising the vanilla Reno 10, the Reno 10 Pro and Reno 10 Pro Plus has been launched in China. With a similar design, the new Reno series smartphones feature a 6.7-inch display with up to 120Hz refresh rate and carry triple rear cameras. The Oppo Reno 10 is powered by a Snapdragon 778G SoC, whereas the Reno 10 Pro runs on MediaTek Dimensity 8200 SoC. The Oppo Reno 10 Pro Plus, being the most premium option in the new series, is powered by a Snapdragon 8 Plus Generation 1 SoC. Both the Pro models come with Meri Silicon X NPU and support 1000W fast charging as well.